When a NASA satellite plunged into the ocean last month instead of reaching orbit, climate scientists winced. The satellite would have provided new information about carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and its role in global warming. And the loss was especially painful because the nation's existing climate satellites are getting old. As NPR's John Hamilton reports, that means the U.S. is likely to lose critical eyes in the sky just when it needs them most.
For a decade, a satellite known as QuickSat has been sending back important data about ocean winds and hurricanes, things that are affected by the changing climate. But that stream of data could end any day now.
Oh, it's way past due. It's amazing that it still works.
Kathy Kelly is an oceanographer at the University of Washington. She says a proposed replacement for QuickSat won't be launched for years. What's worse, the replacement is really designed for weather forecasting, so it's not accurate enough to do climate research. The problem goes beyond QuickSat. Weather satellites aren't designed to measure most of the stuff you need to monitor the climate, things like the thickness of ice sheets, the exact temperature of oceans, and the chemical composition of the atmosphere. And Kelly says many of the satellites that do measure these things are expected to go out of service in the next few years.
Right, we'll be blind for maybe a decade. I mean, the Europeans will be putting up some sensors, and that covers some holes, so we'll have some information. The problem is the climate record.
To be useful, the climate record has to be highly accurate and span decades without any gaps. Kelly says that's because climate change is happening in tiny increments over many years.
For instance, with sea level, we're looking at 3 millimeters a year is the signal. It's tiny. And so every little bit of error matters.
In the 1980s and early 1990s, it looked like scientists were going to get the tools they needed to monitor climate change. But Bruce Wilicki, a climate scientist at NASA, says that ambitious program soon ran into budget cuts and delays and more budget cuts.
So now we're literally sitting there with a system that got up, was successful, would have been actually continued for the next 10 or 15 years in the initial NASA plan, but now there are no continuing satellites or spacecraft. So we're basically sitting at the edge of a cliff.
Wilicki says money is only part of the problem. Climate change is an issue that has fallen between two agencies, NASA, the Space Agency, and NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Wilicki says NOAA's top priorities have been fisheries and weather. NASA has focused on putting people in space and doing space science, not Earth science.
So you end up with two agencies who are the primary climate agencies having climate as third priority. So how are you going to get climate done? And the answer is you're not.
To address the organizational problem, Jane Lubchenco, the Obama administration's pick to run NOAA, plans to create a National Climate Service. And to help with the money problem, the president's stimulus package includes hundreds of millions of dollars for climate research, including new satellites. Wilicki says that's all good, but it will take a long time for those steps to have any effect.
The quickest you can get any new sensor up from when you seriously started is on the order of 5 years, and it can be as long as 10. So you've got to be thinking long term in this problem.
In the meantime, old satellites will probably give out before new ones go up. That will create gaps in the record, and those gaps will make it harder to predict things like how much the oceans will rise or how hot summers will be 3 decades from now. Tom Carl, who directs climate services at NOAA, says this is an urgent problem because satellite data will influence how the U.S. spends hundreds of billions of dollars to prepare for climate change.
What are we going to do with airports? What are we going to do with the transportation sector? Water is going to be a major issue. There's some suggestions that water in the future from just the climate change in the next several decades could be a tough issue to deal with in some parts of the world, particularly the subtropics, as we see expect drying to occur. There's even concerns in the southwest part of the U.S.
It will take more and better satellites to tell us how concerned we should be. John Hamilton, NPR News.